Today's podcast contains excerpts from a grant writing talk given at the Ray Miller Institute for Change in Leadership by Nancy Hill McCleary, Assistant Director of the OSU Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing. The Miller Institute is a 10-week course designed to cultivate the knowledge and skills necessary for effective leadership and is sponsored by the OSU Department of African American and African Studies, Community Extension Center, and the Center for Urban Progress. The center's 20 participants were selected on the basis of their leadership and professionalism in area businesses, agencies, and government, education, or community extension groups. Ms. McCleary has a BA in journalism, an MA in communications, and more than 25 years of experience in the writing field, specifically writing grants and proposals, technical and business reports, and creative fiction, nonfiction.
Thing about writing, you have to understand that writing is a process. You can come to as many writing workshops as you like, but you're still going to have to practice. You're still going to have to write. We can give you essentials, we can give you specifics, but the writing has to come up from you, okay? Something that you learned over the course of your writing. I understand that writing is a challenge for everyone. The process of writing is about brainstorming. It's about thinking before you put pen to paper, or in this case, on the typewriter. You have to think about what you're going to write, okay? That's a no-brainer, okay? You want to just write it. Does anyone deal with the white page syndrome? Does anyone kind of deal with that blank page? Can't get past the blank page? Has anyone, people you've all experienced, I have experienced that. It happens, okay? It's real. It's just not there. So what you do is you read, okay? When you deal with the blank page, you read or you just put something down on that paper. You want to write it first. And then you want to go through the process of revising it. But you got to get something down on paper, okay? Then you want to edit it. And this is a simplified writing process, okay? You want to edit your text. And then you want to proofread. Now, you can have another person looking at your text and editing and proofreading as you like. I would say all of us, because this is what I do, you need to have someone that's your background reader. Someone that you know that's going to always read anything that you write. Someone that whatever you write, there's going to be someone that's going to actually look at it because you want a fresh eye on your work. As a writer for 30 years, I don't send anything out without somebody looking at it. It's just even emails. An email, he talked a little bit about emails. Email is a form of communication, and you want to proof your emails. You want to reread your emails before you send them off. One or two typos is okay. When you start getting the two or three typos, people just think about whether you can write, whether you're literate, whether you're this and that. Particularly if you're in a position of power, of leadership, you want to make sure those emails are going out the door without any typos in it. And the last, practice. You have to practice. Writing is a process. It's not a science. It's an art. It comes up out of you. You get better at it the more you do it. And then it also builds your confidence. And then you want to, of course, attend writing workshops. If you really have writing phobias, then definitely go to writing workshops. I attended a grant workshop right in this room, my very first grant writing workshop. And one thing I remember from that instructor was this. If you are the smartest person on your grant writing team, your team is too small. Typical responses are, you want to make sure your main point is made, that it's clear, okay? You want to back that up with evidence, supportive information. You don't want to make a point and then we don't know how you arrived at the point. You want to define your terms. This basic acronyms. You don't want to put acronyms in anything that has not been spelled out, okay? You don't want to assume that your reader knows your jargon. Transitions, my problem. You want to make sure your ideas are flowing. And a lot of these things will come out by somebody reading your work. Or again, somebody blessing your work, okay? Because they don't understand it. 9 times out of 10, somebody else won't understand it. Choppiness, okay? Some people, you mentioned you write long, involved sentences. All right, I had a tendency to write shorter, choppy sentences because of journalism background. Not an issue as much now. But you want to vary your sentence lengths, okay? And a person can show you that. The person that's reading your work will be able to give you that information. And then you want to look at how it's all related. Let me tell you about grant writing. Grant writing is pretty similar to what you're doing as writers in all the different capacities that I mentioned, except grant writing is very specific. You are pretty much told what you're going to write, how much you're going to write about it, and when you have to deliver that product, and how many copies you need to put in that product, and just about everything else you need to be told, the grant is going to dictate that. When you visit the website's going to tell you exactly what you have to do. There's no rhyme or reason. There are people that sit down and look at what the grant guidelines are and look at your proposal and check off. And if you miss one check off, you go over here. I have guidelines for a grant. I have my guidelines sitting right to the left of me from start to finish. What I do for my letter of support is I create a template. Talked about those templates. I have a letter of support request form that I drop in my introductory paragraph. You have to go into the budget, and there are people that can help you with your budget, but you need to understand your budget. You need to know what your budget is doing. Okay, does anybody know what the budget narrative does? Line by line, okay? If you're starting out with personnel, don't have your budget narratives talking about equipment. Hard copy submissions are out the door, okay? I don't know how many people are working on grants, and most of the grants that you're working on, online submissions, tell me. First online submission, I had to put the tape, put the text, drop the text into the grant, and I had to upload 13 files. Online applications and submissions are here, but they're very simple. You just have to follow the bouncing balls here. So the grant comes out of your head, but you do want to find out what's hot and what's in demand. There are things out there that are hot, okay? There are things that are in demand, and what you have to do is you have to kind of do your think work to figure out what that is and put it together in what I call a one-page summary. This doesn't have to be grammatically correct. I mean, it needs to be readable, okay? But this is your thinking, okay? This is what you're going to use to get people to join your proposal team, okay? And then you're going to start to search for the grants, okay? We'll talk about that. The most important thing you do on that website, and you're going to have to spend some time on the grantor website, but the main and most important area I go to is previously funded grants. You go in there and you live off it. You print those things out. But you print that out and you just read. You see what they funded. You see how much they funded, and you just get a feel for what you're doing and what you can do. This is when you select your key players, okay? You give them your one-page. Remember that one-page summary you wrote? You want people to take their time, because if one person holds up your letter of support or holds up your whatever you need, your input for paragraph 2, you better be ready to either write it or get someone else to write it, okay? So you want key players that are going to work with you. So you meet with this team, you refine the idea, and if there's an email, a phone number, a fax number for a grantor, please fax, email, or talk to that grantor. Make your question up. There's no stupid question. The easiest question to ask them is, what have you funded? What is the dollar range for funding over the past 2 grant periods? What have they funded? Because they have a range that they're giving money, and maybe you just might want to keep within that range. Now, as a grant writer, you're actually the grant writer. You're also maybe the project manager. You're the one that keeps this all together, okay? When you take on this assignment to write that one-page summary, you pretty much are the owner. You know, you'll have a team player, but no one says, it's my grant. It's always, what do you want me to do? When do you want me to do it? How do you want me to write this? Okay, when people ask me that kind of question, that means you're going to hand out the homework assignments, okay? Here are the assignments. Here are all the listings. I'm sorry, this is kind of bright here. Here are all of the different sections of a grant that you can easily assign to someone else to do. You want support materials to go to maybe a graduate student or maybe someone who's really very detail-oriented, that's going to like package that nicely. Doing, can I help you, whatever, okay? The problem or need, who is the best person to write your problem or need statement if you're doing your grant on AIDS? Let's pick AIDS because we're here. Maybe a health professional, but what about a person with AIDS? The recipient of your service is the best person to write your problem statement because they know they can identify it and they can nail it. They'll be very specific. The thing I want to get across to you, and we'll flip to this next grant, is that you have to become a critical reader, okay? You have to turn off your creative, your sense of prose and your connection and relationship. You really have to just really tune things out and really sit down and read a grant from start to finish, because ultimately you're going to be the one that's going to submit it. So you really want to make sure that you crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. And the way to do that is to give yourself some time to let that grant sit for a day. You pull your technical writing in, you have your experts with you, you're not trying to write this thing by yourself, okay? You're writing with a group of people, so you want to reread your grant guidelines. I check things off. Things happen, so luckily most grants won't want any more than 10 copies, but if you have 20 copies, you better hope someone's going through each and making sure all 10 of your pages, 20 pages are there. I mean, that's just something you have to do. Review files for online submission. Before you upload, open that file up. Okay, and thank you, proposal team. One thing I did for this particular 5-page grant that just made me just go through all kinds of havoc was when I finally got the proposal page right with the right amount requested, I sent the grant to that entity that I had to send it to, and I blind copied all of my proposal team.
For more information about the Ray Miller Institute, visit www.aasecc.osu.edu. For more information about the Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing, visit www.cstw.osu.edu.